We have sad news this morning. The writer Milan Kundera has died in Paris. He was 94 years old. The celebrated Czech-born author was interested in big topics: sex, surveillance, death, totalitarianism. But his books always approach them with a sense of humor, a certain lightness. NPR's Andrew Limbong has this appreciation.
There's a conversational tone to Milan Kundera's most popular book, The Unbearable Lightness of Being. He starts off ruminating on philosophy, mentioning Nietzsche and Christ and Parmenides, and you think, uh-oh, this book is about to get way too heady for me, until he introduces us to his main character and distills these thoughts into a singular image.
I have been thinking about Tomas for many years.
This is from the audiobook of Unbearable Lightness.
But only in the light of these reflections did I see him clearly. I saw him standing at the window of his flat and looking across the courtyard at the opposite walls, not knowing what to do.
Kundera played around with dichotomies, simple images against high-minded philosophy, presenting totalitarianism as both momentous and everyday, sex being both deeply serious and kind of gross and funny.
He's interested in what he calls the thinking novel.
Michelle Woods teaches literature at SUNY New Paltz. She wrote a book about the many translations of Kundera's work, and she says Kundera thought readers should come to novels looking for more than just plot,
but actually come away from it with more questions than answers.
Milan Kundera was born in Brno, Czechoslovakia, in 1929. His first book, The Joke, was a satirical take on totalitarian communism. The Czech government held up its publication, insisted that Kundera change a few things, but he refused. It was eventually published in 1967 to wide acclaim. A year later, 1968, the country, which was in the middle of a cultural revolution, was invaded by the Soviet Union, and Kundera was blacklisted. His books were banned from stores and libraries. He was fired from his teaching job. He tried to stay in his home country, but eventually left for France in 1975. Kundera set Unbearable Lightness during this time in Czech history. The book was later made into a movie. Tomas, in the movie, played by Daniel Day-Lewis, is a doctor who, amidst all this political turmoil and unrest, is busy juggling lovers.
Life so light. Like an outline we can't ever fill in or correct, make any better. It's frightening.
The book, coupled with his status as a writer in exile, made Kundera popular across the globe, something Michelle Wood said he bristled against.
He really hated the idea that people were obsessed by the celebrity author.
He didn't do many interviews. He didn't like being glorified. And even after being exiled from his home, he didn't like being seen as a dissident.
It's maybe apocryphal, but apparently when he first went back to the Czech Republic after 1989, he wore a disguise, like a fake mustache and stuff, so that he wouldn't be recognized.
He was always interested in humor, especially in the face of something deathly serious. In a rare 1983 interview with the Paris Review, he says, "My lifetime ambition has been to unite the utmost seriousness of question with the utmost lightness of form." And mixing the two together, Milan Kundera said, "reveals something honest about our lives." Andrew Limbong, NPR News.